Hey, Fish and Frank here. I got Captain Billy Hoffman on the phone. Morning, Billy.
Morning. How are you today?
Oh, just peachy dandy. Ready to run. Just go. So, what's up with the fishing?
Well, I tell you, the fishing out in Boca Placida area has been really good. The bait has been off and on. You can get it, but sometimes it's a struggle. We are getting a hint of red tide. Nothing major, but definitely can occasionally get a tickle in your throat, and you know it's there. So I think that's probably...
Eight samples taken in Charlotte Harbor, and they're from background to low concentrations. It's been steady now for the last month with the hint of red tide around.
Sometimes, in the past week, I've had it flare up on me like three different times where I could actually feel it. You know it's there, you know. So I think that maybe has a lot to do with the bait situation, because when that flares up a little bit, the bait tends to not want to come into your chum. But aside from that, I managed to fill a live well, and the fishing has been pretty good. Lots and lots of snook all over Placida, Bull Bay, Turtle Bay, just about anywhere along the mangrove shoreline. You can find potholes and troughs and catch snook pretty much at will. The same with good-sized trout, you know, trout over 20 inches all over the place as well. Those are the two mainstays. Redfish are scattered in the Placida area. You know, I haven't found huge concentrations like they have over on Pine Island, but I've been really busy with the snook, so
I did a post about a spot where there was a bunch of big redfish. Everybody's laughing. There'll be 500 boats there because I actually circled it on a map.
Well, the good idea is that it'll push them all over to where I'm at.
There you go.
There'll be a Boca and Placida before you know it. So, unfortunately, the offshore scene I really haven't got to do. The wind has been a nightmare for me.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's, with these northeast winds and then all of a sudden switching to northwest. Northeast, you can get out to some of the near reefs, but as soon as it hits west with it, it gets too rough. It's too dangerous to be out there.
It's just not even worth playing, you know. you see too many stories and too many people with broken boats or lost at sea, and I'll just go catch snook and redfish. I'll be good.
Yeah, we had that one fella comes in here, and he got out and actually lost power. Waves coming over the boat, had to be taken off the boat by the Coast Guard. And they picked the boat up. They found it just off Miami.
Yeah, that's not a good day.
No, it wasn't a good day. And the guys over there, they raped him. I mean, it was like $7,000-$8,000 they charged him to get his boat back.
Yeah, and that kind of, you know, and that's the fortunate side. What if he lost power and his boat capsized and they lost him?
Yeah, so, you know, I'm just, you never know. So,
for sure.
Better to be safe than sorry. We got plenty of fish inside, and there's no reason to head outside right now.
I agree with you.
Now, have you fished at all right along the ICW? I've been hearing some reports of mackerel, ladyfish, even trout and stuff right on the edges of the ICW. Is that still holding true?
I don't fish the edges of the ICW, but I can tell you this. When I am getting bait in the morning, the Spanish mackerel tend to come in and slash through the bait, and that is on the edge of the ICW. So I would imagine fishing the ICW probably does have plenty of Spanish mackerel. And sharks as well. I know there's a lot of sharks. I see them. So the sharks are definitely here. And we're seeing a few tarpon. I haven't had the opportunity to go fish for them yet, but I am seeing a few.
There you go. And I'm kind of hearing a little bit more and more about tarpon. That last few degrees have warmed up. I think this cool spell we're going through is going to just enhance everything, hopefully.
I agree.
Better.
I think it's probably going to, hopefully it's going to knock that red tide back, that little bit that's there, and that will clean up the water and make everything flourish better and feed better.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it, Billy. Anything else we should tell these fine folks?
Get out there and wet a line. You can't catch them sitting on the couch.
If I could, I would have caught 1,000 snook in the last Thursday. I never made it off the couch.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes you got to take a break, but not when the fish are biting.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that one. I'm waiting for a guy to move some pilings. I'm getting so I can get my boat in and out a little easier, and so I'm chomping at the bit, getting ready to get out there again. So, anyway.
Beautiful.
Well, I appreciate it, and thanks much for giving us a report. Tell the people the name of your business and your phone number and all that.
All righty. My name of my business is Flatline Charters, and I am Captain Bill Hoffman, and my phone number is area code 941-697-4419.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, Billy, and I will talk to you on another Radio Fishing here soon, I hope.
Sounds great. Talk to you later. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.